The day should start with thoughts of goodwill. Reminding ourselves that we want a true happiness. That's how we show goodwill for ourselves. We're not going to settle for a second best or third best or for what most people do of 20th, 30th best. We want the best kind of happiness, a happiness that lasts, a happiness that doesn't turn on you. And we realize that for our happiness to last, it can't depend on the suffering of the other people and the beings. So we have to have goodwill for them too. And one of the best ways of showing goodwill is through restraint. We tend to think of goodwill as a big, expansive state of mind, and it is. But also know certain boundaries. The goodwill is boundless. But you have to realize that your actions have to have boundaries. Certain things you will do and will not do. And the reason that things you won't do the things that you won't do is because you know they're going to be harmful. In other words, you can't look for happiness in that direction. So hold yourself back. And we tend to think of restraint as confining. But actually, it's just keeping us from falling into cesspools, stumbling over cows. You may know that passage in the canon, where the Buddha is talking about having common sense. Not to put yourself in danger, not to go out at night, say, where you're subject to stumbling over cows and falling into cesspools. In other words, you know how to avoid problems that don't really have to be taken on. In the same way here, if you see that there's a certain advantage that would come from killing or stealing or lying, you say, okay, that has nothing to do with me. I'm going to look for my advantage. I'm going to look for my well-being someplace else. That way you're kind to yourself, kind to other beings, showing goodwill for yourself, goodwill for other beings. This is the whole principle of the precepts. You hold yourself back from unskillful behavior because you realize that it doesn't help anybody at all, and it's actually for your good that you're holding yourself back. If you really want to benefit other people, you get them to hold back. And John Sawat, when he was teaching here, would often stress this point of restraint. He saw Thai people coming to America and lifting a lot of the restraints that kept them well-behaved back in Thailand. And he saw it as a real waste. They really weren't looking after themselves. So he'd constantly stress this theme again and again and again, this theme of restraint, and how much happiness comes from restraint. And that goes against a lot of our urges, but a lot of our urges are inspired by what? Greed, aversion, and delusion. So you have to look at restraint as a type of happiness. And realizing that it embodies goodwill for ourselves and for other people. When you have that attitude as you go through the day, you find that the day is a lot lighter. When you run up against a wall inside like this, it says, nope, that's out of bounds. You learn to look in bounds, and you find that the resources for happiness are here. Because that's one of the other advantages of restraint, is instead of looking outside and things that are going to cause trouble, you look inside for where the real sources of happiness can be found. So when you run up against a fence like that, don't resent the fence. Just turn around and look at the area that you're trying to get out of. Maybe there's something good here. Dig down inside. And as John Lee says, you may run into some rocks under the ground. In other words, you might find there are pains as you sit and meditate, as you look for happiness inside. But underneath the rock, he says, there's diamond. And you figure out how to get around the rock. Not just give up and run away. But keep on digging, digging, digging. You'll find that there's a way to get to the diamond. And that's because you turned your attention inside.